This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
And our guest on Senior Moments this week has battled her way through the traffic and made it here for the show. Good morning. Welcome in, Refugio Rivera.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. You are with the library.
Yes, I am with the library. I work in the reference department, and I just wanted to come in and talk about some programs and volunteer opportunities the seniors can have at
Fantastic.
The library.
Excellent.
So a few things first. We do have a program called Books by Mail. For anyone that is unable to make it to the library for any reason, for mobility reasons, we can send books to your house, and then you can send them back and send a list of books that you're interested in. And we have an application, so if you want to call the library or have someone bring you down, or we can send you a books by mail application, and then that way you can get started by receiving books to your house.
Mm-hmm. Is the catalog online as well, so a person can
yes.
order from
oh,
what
yeah,
they
absolutely.
See what's available?
Yeah, so the catalog's online. And then they can search at napalibrary.org and go to the catalog there. And then they'll be able to search all kinds of books as well. Mm-hmm. And we can all, whatever books we don't have in our catalog, in our system, we can reach out to other libraries through our Link Plus system. Mm-hmm. And we can get anything that they would like, and we'll send it to them.
Wow. I did not know that existed.
Yeah.
How long has that been around?
For a couple of years now, mm-hmm. yeah. So, but I think... I want to say like at least 4 years or so, probably mm-hmm. more. Mm-hmm. We also have Tech Lab, and we provide that at every branch, Yountville, Calistoga, American Canning, and Napa as well. And at least the Napa one is on Tuesday at 1 p.m., and we have 20-minute appointments. If you want to schedule an appointment, if you need help with your phone, your computer, how to set up an email, we can definitely help with that. And people are more than welcome just to call the library, and we can set up an appointment for 20 minutes on Tuesday. And then we also have a study center. This is part of the children's department. If anyone wants to be a student coach and help with tutoring, or it's more of guiding the kids, if they need help with math or reading, and that's Monday and Wednesday are open times that they need volunteers. And it's about a 2-hour commitment for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we also have tutor training with the literacy department on January 30th at 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And that's basically they'll get trained if anyone wants to volunteer for that. They'll help people that need help with reading or writing in English. And they do provide a full lunch and a brief, snacks in the morning. But if anyone wants to come and do that, that would be great. They do need volunteers for that, for adults that want to work on their reading and their writing in English.
Mm-hmm. Is there a number of volunteers that you're always in need of for these programs?
I would say definitely the study center for the children's department and tutor for writing and reading for the literacy department. I wouldn't say how many, but if anyone does want to come, maybe like 10 would be great or mm-hmm. more. Whoever wants to, we are always in need. People are always coming in asking for one-on-one help. So mm-hmm. however many would want to participate, that would be great.
Constant demand.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else do you have for us?
So that's mostly for the, we also have Friends of the Library. If anyone wants to, volunteer for that and sign up to help the Friends of the Library on each branch, they can come in and help sort out books, help with the, book sales or anything like that, that would be great as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for the volunteer opportunities. We also have, at least for the Yountville branch, we have Knit In, which is every Saturday morning from 10 to 12. And you can come and join in the community of knitters at the Yountville Library every Saturday morning. And they can, it's more of a sit and chat kind of thing, kind of like book club, except you're knitting on this one. And we also do have book club for every one of our branches as well. Some are more, they commit to a book every month, and some are just bring whatever you're reading of that month and share what you want, what you've read that week or month. Yeah.
A lot of things to do.
I know, and that's just the beginning.
Wow.
Calistoga, we have a writers group. So come write, read, and meet with other writers, writers of all genres and formats. Welcome to participate. And people who want to share, little summaries of what they've written or poems, more than welcome to come to that. The next one will be on Saturday, January 11th. We also, at the Calistoga Library, have adult guitar class. So if anyone has wanted to start learning basics in guitar or how to play, beginning music, they can definitely come and join for that. We also have CalFresh informational as well as Medi-Cal. So if anyone wants to know what information is out there that they could benefit from that, from Medi-Cal and CalFresh, they are definitely welcome to come to that as well. So that is for Calistoga. And then for American Canyon, we also do have a book club, coffee and talk as well. And then for the Napa Library, we do have the UC Master Gardeners, which are a group of people that come in and they talk about specific, vegetation for that month. So for January 2nd, they're going to be talking about an apple a day, considerations of choosing the right apple tree are many, starting with what you like to eat and how big is your space. So about apple trees, we also have for that month on January family movie night. So if any seniors out there want to bring out their grandkids, we are playing Toy Story 4 on January 6th. And we also have art in the library, featuring Art Association Napa Valley. So a lot of artists will be coming from the association and showing their art. That is on the second Friday of every month, I believe on January 10th. And we do have light snacks and we also do serve wine. So if anyone wants to come out to that, that would be great. And I also wanted to highlight that at the children's department, we have adult memory loss resources. So if anyone's looking for books for a family member or for themselves, if they want to learn more about memory loss or how to understand it or what are the steps to better take care of yourself, we do have a full brochure giving you a list of books that we have, and the ones we can't get, we, like I said, we can order from other libraries as well. Mm-hmm. And the list goes on. But yeah, we definitely do have a lot of programs and resources for seniors out there. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming everything that you mentioned in some format is on the website.
Yes, everything is on the website. We do have an event. So if you go to napalibrary.org/events, you'll be able to see all our events of that month, as well as February and March. So we're all the way up to March right now. And yeah, all these resources are online, you can also give us a call and we can definitely let you know everything that we have at the mm-hmm. library as well.
You know, it's funny, when the internet came along, people said, oh, we don't need libraries anymore. And yet it seems like, at least locally, libraries more active than it's ever been.
Yes, I think everyone is using them now. You know, we have study rooms at the library for people that want to have private time to learn. We have, not just physical books, we also have ebooks and audiobooks, and we have everything there. And people always need the library, either whether it's for printing, for their kids, for themselves to learn something new. Yeah, definitely.
You might be surprised, if you haven't been in a while, to see everything that's available to you.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. We do now have a library of things. So now you can check out a ukulele, you can check out cookie cutters, coloring books. The list goes on and on. And we're still adding more stuff as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Refugio Rivera, our guest here on Senior Moments, talking about everything for the older community available via the libraries in Napa County. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now you have to go back out in the rain. Sorry
yes.
about that. All right. Have a good day.
Thank you.
And a little break here before we resume on today's Wine Country Live with some other content coming up next.